Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Here's the story, by the way, for the next 45 minutes. When you come on the air, you've got to wish us a happy Christmas, all right? And I'll tell you why. I need my music. Hang on, I need some background music for this one. I did some pleasant background music, Ashley. Don't get panicky, all right? Walking in a winter wonderland. Hi, Niall. I'll make this short and to the point, as I'm sure you won't even entertain this time of the year, as it contains the C word. Yes, that's Christmas. Last week, we were organising our budget for our holiday. We were going away with our three children in 2 weeks, and I asked my wife about a few purchases she made on her card. That's a bit controlling, isn't it? Anyway, that put us a little bit over our budget, and she told me they were Christmas presents. Don't get me wrong, I'm not watching the pennies, but it is tight, and the very idea that a person is buying Christmas presents now is really concerning. We ended up having a row about it, and I was in the doghouse, so to keep the peace, I've just agreed with her. Although I believe it's madness. I wonder, do all women do this and buy their Christmas presents early? I mean, the summer's not even over yet, Niall. What's she up to? Cheers, love the show, and happy Christmas. He even wished me happy Christmas at the end of it. And he put little Santa Claus. Aisling, happy Christmas.
Not happening, Niall.
Look, Aisling, it's your job to produce the show. Currently, right now on the show, we're talking about Christmas.
I understand.
And you need to get into character, all right?
Right.
So I'll try it again, okay?
No, hang on a second.
I'll try it again.
Before you try again, can I just say, I have not even gone on my summer holidays. It is not even Halloween yet.
Okay.
I will absolutely not be wishing you a blankety blank. I won't even say the words.
My partner, Karen, has just sent me a text. Merry Christmas, my love.
Listen, Karen can send you text to her heart's content. It will not be happening to me.
I'll try. Can you switch places with John there? John. Sorry, John, our assistant producer and researcher. Take it over there. Just get rid of her. She's not planning to play the game. John, happy Christmas to you.
And many happy returns.
See? At least John plays the game. Thank you very much indeed, John. It's a wonderful Christmas this year. The weather's actually good for Christmas this year.
Well, I was just looking for my Christmas present from you, Niall.
John, go back to your seat.
Can I have a summer holiday?
Back to your seat, John. Forget it. Christmas is over. Anyway, the question is he right to be concerned that his other half, you know, is buying Christmas presents? And as I said already, it's not even, you know, the end of summer yet as such. I mean, we're still going through summertime. So is he right to have concerns about it? So let us know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Would you be concerned with your other half buying Christmas presents this time of the year? I think we'll just keep the music on because it keeps the atmosphere going, doesn't it? And by the way, please don't be concerned. I haven't lost my mind, okay? I'm not the one, you know, that does this. Wendy, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Wendy?
Happy Christmas, Niall.
Happy Christmas, Wendy. But if somebody tunes in just randomly, they think they were abducted by aliens for 5 months. They think something wrong with these people.
That cheers everybody up. Something nice to look forward to.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's a lovely time of the year. I know people are going to give out and say it's too early. I don't care. You know, I mean, look, the guy asked a question. He's having a row with his missus because she's buying presents for Christmas. Is there anything wrong with buying presents for Christmas?
Well, I would say to him she's being sensible because if she starts buying them now and does a little bit each month leading up to Christmas, then it's not going to be a big windfall in December, is it?
Couldn't agree with you more.
So, yeah, I have a good bit of mine done. I'd say about 40% of my Christmas shopping's already done.
Have you?
Yep.
And what, so you kind of sneak them in each week or so and hide them?
Well, I can't open my boot in my car when my kids are with me, but yeah. But yeah, no, I do it every year. I have all my presents bought by Halloween.
Yeah.
And basically then over November they get wrapped and hidden in various houses or whatever else. And
yeah,
then
And of course then the kids, of course, will write their letter to Santa Claus and get their other presents from Santa Claus as well.
A bit of margin of error there. But yeah. I just said, like, you know, your children have so many, let's face it, the magic of Christmas doesn't last as long as it used to.
Does it
and
not?
And I don't want to spend December stuck in a shopping
trampled on in some shopping centre, yeah.
December is all about Christmas movies, fancy visits, making memories and seeing that magic. And if by doing that, by doing the Christmas shopping a bit earlier, means that I get to enjoy more Christmases and actually enjoy them instead of being stressed out about being in queues or something being out of stock, then I just get it done and dusted out at work.
Okay, so you think this guy is wrong? He ended up not talking to his wife for a day or two. They had a row over it.
Well, he wants to be nice to her because otherwise he might not get a Christmas present full stop.
Oh, yeah. Never thought that aspect of it. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Patricia as well. Patricia, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patricia?
No, look on a gooch, Niall.
Whatever it is, Nullig, whatever, Ian Nullig, I haven't a clue, I don't speak Irish. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Niall.
Happy Christmas to you, by the way. So, in relation to buying presents for Christmas, would you be buying them early?
I'm of the same sentiment as your last caller. I went into a certain store in January for the January sales.
Yeah.
And I bought all the Christmas pyjamas for my 8 grandchildren. And they cost between €1 and €3 for a pair of pyjamas.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I always got a new pair of pyjamas at Christmas, by the way. Always.
And I keep an eye on the other sales and I guess got some more clothes.
Yeah.
Because I go by this saying, I think it was one of my daughters-in-law that said it to me. Something they want, something they need, something to wear and something to read.
Very good.
So I go by.
By the way, is it still a thing that grannies buy the child's Christmas coat? Wasn't that a thing years ago?
No, not in my day anyway.
And my mother used to always buy us, you know, new pyjamas at Christmas.
Yeah, I always need new pyjamas on Christmas Eve, Niall.
Yeah, you do. I used to have little paisley print ones.
Pyjamas on Christmas Eve. My whole family, adults as well, have to have new pyjamas for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so you're all sitting there like toast in your new pyjamas. Yeah.
Matching.
Absolutely.
Matching pyjamas,
oh,
Patricia.
Oh, no, I don't do that. No, that's too much organisation for me. But yeah, no, we all have new pyjamas on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so how much of your shopping have you got already done for Christmas, you reckon, Patricia?
I've all the clothes.
Right.
Done for all the children and the pyjamas. That's aside from the pyjamas, I have the clothes. I have some books got. I have asked a couple of the grandchildren. I kind of like to keep in touch and see what they're into.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know what some of them are into and I've already bought their gifts.
Right.
So they will get, I will buy one toy, one main toy.
Yeah. So they get a nice toy from Granny for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the books always.
Right,
always
okay.
Books.
Yeah, by the way, somebody's given out to it. The people are. Can you believe the Grinches that we have in this world, Wendy and Patricia? I'm looking at some of the texts in here saying, somebody says, I'll never listen to your radio station again. It's not Christmas. Now, that same person will text in about half an hour's time. They'll still listen.
Yeah, but you see, Niall, you spread out the costs this way. There's a lot of expense. I'm on a pension.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of expense for me if I leave it until December.
Yeah.
To go and do my shopping. So I pick up all the little bits. If I see something that I think, oh, that'll suit so-and-so, pick it up. Now, I have a list, though. One Christmas, I saw a beautiful dinosaur onesie. And
a dinosaur onesie?
Yes, my eldest grandson who is in the States. So you see, I have to do parcels for America as well. I have 3 grandsons over there.
Oh, they've become very expensive now, by the way.
He was into dinosaurs at the time. So I bought one. I never kept a list. When I came to wrapping, as Christmas was drawing near, I actually had 4 knives. The same dinosaur onesie, the same size.
Right.
So obviously I had forgotten when I was shopping again and thought,
saw it again.
That'll suit him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ended up with 4 of them.
Yeah, the old memory is starting to fade, Patricia.
Yeah. So I keep a list. Now and I add to the list and I buy something.
All right.
I know what I've left to get. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on for a second. Happy Christmas, Trisha. Save me, Wendy, for a second if you can there. Happy Christmas, Frank.
How are you? Happy Christmas, Niall.
Yeah. Nice to, to talk to you. Frank, are we all gone mad? Is there anything wrong with buying Christmas presents this time of the year?
No. My wife is excellent at it. she goes around, and every Christmas she'll have it before, I'd say 5 or 6 weeks before Christmas, she'll have everything got. She's doing it now.
Yeah.
I'd pass a boutique and she'd say, what do you think of that dress there?
Yeah.
And I'd say, yeah, it's beautiful. I'd say, it's a bit expensive. Oh, she'd say, I got that 3 months ago for half the price.
Oh,
I have it all ready. And she's and
oh, she's well organised, isn't she? She's on top of things. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she's always at it. And she saves us a fortune.
What is the story? Why are women so much more frugal than men? Maybe I'm just being sexist here, but I'm not going to get a bloke on the air saying he buys his Christmas presents in August.
Well, she's taught me a couple of lessons, Niall. But if you asked a fella the price of a pint, he'd be able to tell you.
Ah, sure he would, yeah. Wendy, Wendy, yeah. Does your other half, or do you have another half, Wendy?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does he ever, shop early for Christmas?
No, actually, it's another Christmas Eve. He might really go out and get like the 23rd of December. I'd say mine gets bought, but his was bought in June.
Okay.
So you
have his Christmas present already?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
And he'll wander in on Christmas Eve.
He's a nightmare. His is not even in this house, because if he caught wind of any present, whether it be Christmas, birthday, he's far worse than any kid.
Oh, he'd start looking, will he?
Yeah, no, he's a nightmare. Yeah, so his are not even in the house because he'd find them.
So he's in the boot of the car as well?
No, because I couldn't even trust him. He'd always got a boot at car. No, they're actually in another location.
She's very, very conniving, this woman, Frank. I've got to be honest with you. She's hiding things all over the house. It's terrible. Frank, would you ever think of buying your other half's Christmas present this early?
No, I wouldn't. I'm very bad to shop.
So Christmas Eve, you're running around the shop like a lunatic.
So what I do is I'd ask her,
right,
if she spots something that she really likes or really loves.
Yeah, but then they'll always give you that answer. Oh, don't be silly. Don't get me out. I don't need anything. They always say that. They don't actually mean it.
Well, I know they do, but in behind it all, they really like it.
Yeah, of course. Because if you arrive, you know, on Christmas Day, if you say, well, you told me not to get you out, and so I didn't. That's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Oh, that's a fact.
Oh, you'll be in the dark. You'll be looking if you're not divorced by January if you do that.
No. I know. Yeah, you can't do that. No, they'll always say no, but you're right. But they like, and then they like the little bit of dinner, the little surprise.
Yeah, a few surprises, not just one thing.
Yeah. You know, they like that as well.
Wendy, do you get a few small ones? Yeah.
No, what I normally do is I sort of do a suggestion list.
Oh, yeah.
If I would like this. But to be honest, 9 times out of 10, I normally ask for something I get a small gift, but then I'll ask for something to say that I really want, but that it's in January, because it just wrecks my head. Oh, somebody spent something, and then the day after Stephen's day is like 20-30% off. So that would come between me and my sleep. So I'd sooner wait until January.
All right, okay. So you don't think this woman is mental. That's the bottom line here. Let me go to Maria as well. Maria, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Maria?
Happy Christmas, Niall.
Happy Christmas, Maria. How are you?
This is getting me all happy and
fuzzy,
looking forward
feeling
to Christmas.
Fuzzy. Yeah, feeling fuzzy and warm, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so is this guy wrong to be giving out about his wife who's shopping, doing Christmas shopping?
Well, if he is wrong, then I hope my husband doesn't think I'm wrong, because I started at the weekend.
Oh, so you started as well?
Yes, yeah, not loads of stuff, but I bought like little candles that were on sale. There's loads of gorgeous little bits on sale right now. Get like an awful lot of shops are getting rid of their summer stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I started, and put deposits on little things here and there, which will be paid off by probably November, before the tree goes up in November. And
are you like me? I do that too. The tree up in November. Yeah.
The tree goes up around the 10th or 11th of November in this house.
Ah.
Every single year. My neighbours think I'm cracked.
I'm going to your house for tea or for lunch over the
no
Christmas.
No problem. You're more than welcome, Niall.
Yeah,
more
in November. Yeah, we're the same. We like to put the tree up in November. It doesn't come down till the end of January sometime. Yeah, maybe.
Well, everything comes down after January the 6th.
Oh, do you? You're not one of these ones that think it's bad luck to go after the 6th, little Christmas.
No, I have to leave it up until after the 6th. I can't take it down before then, even though the kids are begging me, Mom, it's up long enough.
And do you have a big Christmas tree?
Do you have
a... No, I have, well, it's big enough. It's old. It's like 18 years old now at this stage.
Yeah.
So I have one in the sitting room. I have one in my hall. I have one at the top of my stairs. And then I have the lights outside, just around the door.
Wendy, how many Christmas trees have you got?
Two.
Okay, are they big?
Yeah.
Like massive?
Yeah, they take up the whole...
Is it like a 7 or 8 footer or something?
Yeah, but if you're going to have a tree, you might as well have a proper
You might as well
one.
Go all out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Marie, you need a new tree.
Yeah, I think that will be the January sales investment this year.
Yeah, new tree. New art. And some of the artificial trees are beautiful. They are.
It's always been artificial because we had a real tree 1 year and the dog loved the bottom of it.
Oh, right, okay.
So there wasn't much left.
Yeah, the cats tend to like when the pines go everywhere and all that kind of carry on. Yeah. We have to start thinking of the environment. Stop cutting trees down.
Yeah, and just get plastic ones instead.
Yeah. Plastic. Frank, do you have a real tree or an artificial?
Artificial tree.
And is it big?
I have a neighbour, right? She leaves it up until Patrick's Day. And then she takes all the stuff off it and puts all these green little bits and all stuff on it.
So she uses it. She's recycling it for St. Patrick's Day.
And she lights it up just so everyone can see it passing the window on Paddy's Day.
With all green stuff on it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Look, I want people to keep texting, keep WhatsApping. It's a wonderful conversation. I think it's a conversation that's a kind of feel-good conversation today. And I'm feeling good about it. And in relation to this guy who had a row with his wife, I think he needs to leave her alone. And by the way, I'm a little bit concerned that he's having a go with her, because what concerned me in this was, on a serious kind of note, maybe I'm making it all serious, because he was checking the card and he was saying he noticed her purchases. You know, kind of had a go with her, you know? A bit controlling, isn't it?
A little bit.
It's a bit concerning, all right.
I think there's too much doom and gloom. We need some light-heartedness, something to look forward to.
Yeah, I think so, sure. Because everybody's...
We hear about everything like energy prices or price of petrol or this, so you need something to look forward to. You can't spend your life worrying about money.
Yeah, so maybe we should get like a little carol crew here. You know, I mean, I don't know, and... I'm being serious.
Maria, start it off there, Niles.
Yeah, Maria, Frank and Wendy. Maybe we could sing like a Christmas carol. What one are we all familiar with?
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
What? No, what about
today,
now,
Niles?
Like? No, now. Ashling, I'm turning Ashling off here. Because Ashling talks in my ear, but I'm turning her off here now because she's bothering me now. She's such a grinch. Like Ashling, you're such a grinch. You really are. Will you stop it?
No, listen, look, I appreciate us talking about it. That's fine. I won't say the two words wishing you anything right now. I also won't be listening to Christmas music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on the one horse and sleigh.
Oh! I can't believe you
said
all.
That's all for today.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank and Wendy and Maria. Thanks very much indeed in joining in the madness. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in. People think I've lost my mind completely, I swear to God.
Jesus Christ, Niall, what are you doing to me today? I'll probably go home after work now and find the Christmas tree is up. My partner is an absolute Christmas fanatic, and you're doing my head in now with this. Thanks, bye.
I'm glad.
I love the show, yeah. I have the Christmas shopping already done. I normally bring the family away on a holiday, so early on in the year, I book it, and I paid a few quid off it as you go, and it's all paid for now at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're heading off for the Christmas, so I find it's the best Christmas present for the two grandkids, my son and his missus, and I tag along with them, so we spend Christmas away. We've done it for the last couple of years now, and it's been great, well, since COVID finished, you know yourself. But I love the show. Talk to you, Niall. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you too. It's great, isn't it? Huh?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home, hung church on Christmas Eve. I wouldn't be totally worried at all. She's dead right. Christmas is around the corner. And I can't wait for all that Christmas music to kick in. But she's right. I think people today should start right now. You promote that on your show, Niall. Promote it right now to start going out and doing their Christmas shopping.
because when it comes to January and February, they'll have less stress.
Yeah, they will.
They can say, well, I got that at a such a price and I got it now.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about getting myself into debt near the end of Christmas. Bye-bye. Love your show. Sarah.
Happy Christmas, Sarah. Okay, loads of people, by the way, texting in and wishing us a happy Christmas here and all the staff at Ireland's Classic Kids. Thank you to all of you for getting involved. I think, by the way, Maria summed that up really well. I'm going to keep this conversation going just for a little bit longer because I think it's nice because it's all kind of doom and gloom at the moment, isn't it? So look, and the reason we're talking about it, in case you think I've lost my mind, I got an email from a guy who said we wouldn't talk about this. He said, I'll make it short and sweet because I know you won't even entertain it on your show this time of the year. And I am entertaining it because they're going away on holidays in 2 weeks' time, him and the three kids and the missus. And they were going through their weekly budget, you know, to make sure they had enough money for going away, etc. And he noticed a few purchases on the card. And he asked her what they were, and she said they were Christmas presents. And they ended up having a row because he was giving out saying, what the hell are you buying Christmas presents this time of the year? And she said, people do that. And he said, no, they don't. So he says, I wonder, do all the women do this and buy their Christmas presents early? Or is it just my wife? He said, I mean, summer's not even over yet. Cheers, love the show and all. So the question is, he's asking, do people really prepare? And there was research in the paper this morning, coincidentally, in relation to it. I know we shouldn't be talking about Christmas yet. Or last week, should I say. And they're saying that people prepare themselves. So I'm asking you a question. Is it okay to do a little bit of Christmas shopping? You know, during the summer. The number is 087-188-0008. And if you are coming on the air, you must wish me a happy Christmas. All right, let's listen to some more of these wonderful Christmas messages. Hang on, we just lowered any Christmas music in the background because people are giving out to me that's a bit loud. They couldn't hear the messages. But hey, well, I'm doing my best. Do you know what I mean? It's all very technical, to be honest with you. There you go. Right, let's listen to some of these messages.
If my husband did the Christmas shopping, I'd be bankrupt in January. Thank God I do it earlier in the year.
Yeah, see what I mean? That's what it's all about, isn't it? Thank God she does it earlier in the year, okay? Oh, somebody texts and says, Niall, have you all lost your mind? Niall, my mate, still has his Christmas tree up. Still, that's no word of a lie. His name is Brian McGuinness in Roscom, Galway. Give him a yelp. We're at work listening. Fair play to him. Fair play to you, Brian, by the way. Leave Brian alone. It's okay. He can have his Christmas
tree. Thanks, Niall. You know what now? She hears the word Christmas, that's me up to the attic now to bring out all the little boxes of twinkly lights and tinsel and all them fake candles and all.
Yeah.
You're after ruining my day. Thanks, Nat.
Yeah, well, when you get home, you get up to that attic. Do what you're told.
I don't really start Christmas early, but I pay hampers 40 weeks of the year and buy vouchers. Love to shop vouchers and use that then for Christmas presents at Christmas, so I'm not forking out one big lump sum at Christmas.
Yeah.
Just handier that way.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Sure, that was.
Happy Christmas, Niall, Ashley, Christmas. And all the team and all the listeners.
Yeah.
Have me in stitches here.
Happy Christmas to you.
What about the one you always play, Jesus is a Friend of Mine?
Oh, yeah. That's a good song. We should play that. Stitches. Yeah, we'd have to play Jesus is a Friend of Mine. Carol, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Carol?
Happy Christmas, Niall.
Happy Christmas, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm like yourself. I'm a real Christmas addict. So
yeah, but I'm not doing this because I'm a Christmas addict, by the way, although Ashton would accuse me of that. I'm doing it because I genuinely had an email from a man who's given out about his wife.
I know. Be like my other half, do the same thing. I started in January all my life. Even I've grandkids now. I had my own kids. I always started in January. It's because things were tough, so you just got bits and bits each week.
Yeah.
And now they tell me about, the Christmas memories, the big black sacks, probably too much stuff in them, to be honest with them. But they have great memories.
Yeah.
Because there was so much gathered up for them. So now I do it for my grandchildren, and I start to have it. There was one grandson first on his own for 4 years. I ruined him. Clothes for Christmas.
Spoiled him rotten.
For Christmas. But then now I'm 5, and I feel I can't stop. I've treated them all the same.
Oh, you've 5 grandkids now. So how old are they? What's the youngest? What's the oldest?
The youngest is 2, and the eldest is 14 in 2 weeks' time.
All right, so they're all presenty people. So you have to buy presents for them all.
Well, I do. The eldest now is vouchers and money, kind of, and then all the others, it's presents. And I still buy the clothes as well because I started.
So what do you buy them? Do you buy them little pajamas and things like that?
Oh, no, not at all. I go and buy tracksuits and hoodies. And so today,
you're a great granny. You're a good granny, Carol. You're a good granny.
I'm the best nanny, they tell me.
Yeah.
The best nanny in the world. Today I got two hoodies. I couldn't believe my luck. 3 euro each. Fabulous. Major reduction.
Yeah.
But I had to ring my daughter to kind of check on the size of one because I wasn't sure. And I didn't tell her it was for Christmas. She go, oh, Mammy's at it again. But I've already...
And what is your other half? What does he think? He thinks you're mad.
I'm nuts. And when I say to him, did you hear a line out today on about Christmas? He say, the whole lot of you must be taking a line of coke. That's what he says. That's what he says. We're nuts, like. Oh, I love it.
But why is it, Carol? Why is it just women that do it?
Yeah, it's very hard to get a man that... one in ten, I think, roughly, are into it. But the others know it's like, oh, hassle.
Yeah, most lads are kind of into it. Christmas Eve, they'll wander into a shop hoping to get what they need.
Oh, my father even used to be like that years ago. Do you know what he'd do every year? Go in and buy my poor mother a pair of slippers.
Oh, no.
On Christmas Eve. And there was many an argument then over Christmas.
Is that all you got me, like a pair of bloody slippers?
But they were really expensive. He'd go into the local kind of drapery store. Remember those drapery stores?
The drapery stores, yeah, yeah.
And he could pay 10 times the price. And now they'd be fabulous looking slippers. But every year.
Oh, pair of slippers.
God love him. Yeah, he did. So
God love your poor mother if that's all she got off him.
And she was great now. Even because things were really tough years ago. When we were kids, she always tried to make something out of Christmas and birthdays, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't understand. There's been a few people who text in, you know, not happy with the idea that we're talking about Christmas. But I don't know.
Lighthearted.
Yeah, but look, isn't it nice? Because all I hear all day... And we do it here too, by the way. We're guilty of it every now and again on the show. It's doom and gloom and prices and the cost of energy and the government. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it can weigh you down a bit, I find.
And by the way, can I just point out, this wasn't my idea to talk about this today.
No.
Do you know who it was? The Grinch herself, Aisling.
Oh, Aisling.
Yeah, Aisling said there's an email here for a fella about Christmas. What do you think about it? And then I went, oh yeah, that's great. I'll do that. I'm happy to do that. So,
well, I smiled when you read it out because I thought, oh, that is just typical of what's going on here now. Why are you doing buying Christmas presents? You're mad. You're nuts. Christmas should be cancelled, I've often been told.
Oh, stop. Who says that?
My other half would obviously. Christmas should be cancelled.
Ah, stop. I think it's great. I think we should have it every year.
Oh, now, once it's over, though, Niall, I'll be different to you. Once it gets into January, I'm the real get sick person, get out and walking. Once it's January, I kind of let it go, but I start earlier and earlier.
And when will your Christmas tree go up?
If I had my way, it would go up in November. But I'm... Now, last year...
And why won't you have your way?
Oh, because things have been cracked altogether. I'd go up in the attic, you see. I'd have to get up in the attic and get it down. And so last Christmas, I didn't... Oh, I don't know. My father was after dying, so I just...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, by the way. Condolences.
He was great.
Is that still a tradition that if somebody dies that you don't put the Christmas tree up?
No, I mean, that's not what stopped me. It was more my mood. And I wasn't being encouraged to take it down or get it out of the attic. But this year, I said, you know what? I'm putting the tree back up again now. Oh, I'd say that'll be...
I don't think it's... If somebody dies in the year, it's disrespectful to put the tree up. I think it's nice to take you out of that grieving, I suppose, and maybe make you feel a little bit more upbeat about
life. I put all the other decorations up now, the places like that. You want to see the house at Christmas, crazy like.
Lovely. Sounds great. I'll be visiting your house too. Stay there for a second, Carol. Stay there just for a second. Kat, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Niall. How are you?
Say happy Christmas to Carol as well.
Happy Christmas, Carol.
Happy Christmas, Todd.
I can break out the song here now, but I won't.
Oh, we'll get a song out of the 2 years before this is finished, let me tell you. Kat, I mean, is there anything wrong with this woman and the hubby writing in, giving out to us that she's buying Christmas presents?
I think the woman is dead right, because the way the cost of everything, and you might as well be cute and forget about the pressure of Christmas. I started my Christmas shopping in February, birthday weekend. I remember I was in Woody's and I saw lovely Yankee candles. I said, they'd be lovely now for the teachers, you know. And
yeah, for the school teachers,
I'm up in my room now and I'm looking at a present that I have bought, a lovely set that I've bought for another friend of mine and all that. So my kids...
Will you have them wrapped at all? Like, will you wrap them?
No, they're not wrapped yet now. But I'll start wrapping them now, probably in December. I'll be lazy enough about the wrapping.
Right.
But I'm looking, I'd be on Shein online and I'd be looking at stuff to buy and... But I've half of it stored in work and in some of it stored at home because I got caught last year.
Yeah.
A few people found the presents last year up in the attic.
Right, okay. See, my partner's the same. Now, Karen is the same. She's very organised for Christmas. Always very organised. Things wrapped in November and everything.
Yeah, fair play to her now. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's, rather than the last week you know, a week before. You want to be relaxed coming up to Christmas. And
yeah, you don't want to be worried about, have I got presents for X, Y, or Z?
And that's why, no, I said, normally I'm fairly bad now, but the last 2 years now, and this year I've definitely got a lot better now. Like, you know, so we have a Christmas day planned and all that, like, because I have two small kids.
Right, okay.
So we normally do the turkey.
Yeah.
But we've decided the turkey takes too long, too much cooking in it, so we're going to get a chicken this year now and a ham. And my children are delighted because they're saying, oh, look, you'll have more time now to play with us and all this. And I said, that's what it all is all about, like, you know.
Well, it is. It's all about
over, slaving over an oven. So,
yeah.
And I'm sick of eating turkey 3 days in a row. So definitely once the turkey's gone, my husband would eat it now for a week.
Well, yeah, because you'll always have kind of a Christmas dinner on the Stevens's day. Then on the next day, then you'll have the turkey curry maybe or turkey sandwiches.
No, I'd be going for a takeaway dinner, a pizza. No, once Stevens Day is over, I'm done then. That's it. So at least with the chicken is gone, it'll be grand.
And you like turkey at all? I love
turkey. I do like turkey, but it's so big. And there's only myself and my husband and two kids that can be fussy, or they mightn't be fussy. It depends on their mood. So what do you call it? I do like turkey, but yeah, not 2 days later. I'd be sick of it by that stage.
Okay. Oh, wait, by the way, stay there for a second because I want to go to Karen as well. Stay there, Kat and Carol. Okay. Because Karen and her whole family are getting the whole mood now. Karen, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Happy Christmas.
Very, very happy Christmas to you, and a happy New Year to come. Might as well throw the whole lot in.
Okay, so you've got a plan there, haven't you?
I have Niall Boylan's number one fan here,
Yeah, okay, so Jessica is there, is she?
Jessica's here, and Daniel's here, and James is here.
Right, and what are they Kath and Carol, you got to hear these children. Jessica is just adorable. All right, so what are they going to do?
What are you going to sing? Jingle Bells? Okay, Jingle Bells.
Okay. Bells. All right, let them out of care. Go on.
Okay,
Ho!
No, that was James. Jessica got a bit.
Oh, Jessica. Oh, why? What happened to Jessica today? Jessica's normally more outspoken.
You're not talking.
Okay, put her on to me. I'll deal with Jessica. Put her on. Jessica, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, it's Niall, Jessica. How are you today?
Good.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too.
Okay, Jessica, do you want to sing me a Christmas song? And for everybody that's listening today, Carol and Kat want to hear you singing a song too.
No.
Oh, Jessica.
You charge too much, don't you?
Yeah.
James and Daniel will help you if you want to sing it.
James and Daniel will help you as well. James is a Christmas baby.
Oh, she's having a bad day today, I think.
James is our Christmas baby. His birthday is the week before Christmas.
By the way, Karen, do you think there's anything wrong with buying the presents before Christmas? Or, you know, getting yourself organised?
No, I'm normally done with the big thing in October.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I normally, that's done and dusted. And I have everyone else done then before that. But I've quite a few bits on my Amazon trolley at the minute.
Right,
online.
Okay.
Just ready to go.
Oh, they're in your shopping cart, so to speak.
They're in my shopping cart.
Now, I don't know, but if you pop things in your Amazon shopping cart and they go up or down in price, it doesn't hold the price on them, does it?
I don't even look at the price, Niall. It's not my card I'm using.
Jesus, Carol and Kat, isn't it well for her that she doesn't have to worry about the price of things?
I love Christmas. I wish I could bottle that feeling of Christmas. Come October now, I'll be making my Christmas pudding at the end of October.
Yeah.
And the kids all get a stir each and they make a wish. And I love to take evenings to myself and just lock myself in a room and wrap stuff.
And what do you say to this guy who's giving out about his wife buying presents?
Well, you know what? She's probably buying stuff for herself. And the easiest way to get away with it is to just say, I'm your Christmas present.
So she's probably just been in pennies too long. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it. But either way, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, well...
Yeah, who cares? Like?
It's better than spending money in one blow come December. You can do it gradually and, you know, it just eases the burden then come December on your husband's credit card.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of the abusive messages we're getting today.
Ah, stop.
Oh, I swear. No, I swear to God. We're getting abusive messages.
Miserable grinches.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on to Damien now in the afternoon and just tell him to play Christmas songs.
Maybe I should get Damien Farrelly to play a few Christmas songs later on today.
Yeah, he's into Christmas, is he?
Yeah, Damien. Damien Farrelly. No, you'll have to come in to me because he doesn't. Hold on. Damien, come in here. Well, I'll bring Damien in. Because Damien, I know Damien loves Christmas. Go over there, Damien, for a second. I just turn you on here. Damien, the listeners want to know, is there any chance you can play a few Christmas songs later on
today? Do you know what?
What?
I'm getting ready for the show, right? I love Christmas.
Yeah.
But yous all sound bats. Yous all sound bats talking about Christmas.
Why?
Would you give it up?
Why?
Would you give it up?
Why? Damien, don't we?
You've even beaten Brown Thomas and the Christmas shop. You've done it. The whole country is giving out. They're tuning in and going, what is... Do you hear, boy? He's talking about Christmas. I'm playing Christmas songs. I'm hearing kids on the radio singing Christmas songs.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't that? Was
Some
Jessica.
Some people haven't been on holidays yet for summer.
Now, lads and ladies, I didn't expect Damien to react like that. Damien, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll save you the bother here. Slade, Merry Christmas. What a great song. It is Merry Christmas. Sing along there, Carol and Karen.
Where Larry Gogan used to be the first with the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
At a respectable... This is a disgrace. Yeah. A disgrace talking about Christmas in August.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Sorry, who am I to go to? Mary. Is it Mary?
Hello, is that Niall?
It is Mary. Happy Christmas.
How are you doing? Happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. And I sent in a picture of my Christmas tree, which is still up.
Oh, your tree is still up?
Yes. We figured, to hell with the pandemic, we were keeping it lit for a couple of years.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So your tree, how many years has your tree been up for?
Well, it went up, when did we have this pandemic thing? 2020? So it went up for Christmas 2020 and it remains up. And we still light it.
That's how you do it, isn't it?
Yes, keep it lit.
Keep it lit. Yeah, so you still have the lights on it every night as well.
The lights are on, everything, yeah.
Yeah, so there's nothing for you to put up this year, okay. So
not a damn thing, only if anybody could kindly help me and explain how do you dust a Christmas tree.
Well, get the Hoover at it, I suppose.
Ah, come here now, seriously. Look at the picture. I'm not going dusting that thing.
Oh, yeah, they've just sent me a picture. She's not lying, ladies, Karen and Carol.
No, it's there. That picture was just taken very recently. I won't go in now because I'm sorry, but the budgie is in there and he's listening to Radio Nova. Oops. Oh. Frederica, our transgender budgie, is listening to Radio Nova. It was Freddie originally, and then...
He's changed his identity. All right.
Yes.
So the budgie is identifying as a male budgie or a female budgie?
Let me get this. We thought Freddie was male, so he was named Freddie after Freddie King.
Right.
Then it transpired Freddie is female.
Right.
So it is now Frederica Jenner.
By the way, how can you tell if a budgie is female?
Well, you see, I haven't really got a clue, but it's something to do with there's a wee thing over their beak.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do budgies have little willies? I don't know.
I don't know about budgies' little willies. That's probably for another show, not daytime. I would not be entirely sure about that one.
Well, okay. Well, I'm assuming, that's how you identify their genitalia,
I don't know.
Gender.
I mean, I can zoom in someday and send you a picture, but I believe it's really the thing over their beak.
Well, maybe we shouldn't assume his gender or her gender.
Oh, it has not
that's what they
been
say
assumed.
Nowadays. We shouldn't assume.
It has not been assumed, and I think Frederica displays some female tendencies, and ironically,
right,
male budgies are the ones who speak. Female budgies do not.
Right. Okay. But so he's in there with the Christmas tree, or she?
He, she, they. I don't know. I get confused with all the pronouns. You know.
Right.
So, it just happened to
Okay, I've just had a few tips here for you to clean...
Okay, about dusting the Christmas tree?
Yeah, okay. So people are saying you should use the hairdryer on a cool setting. Don't set it on fire, right? But on a cool setting to blow the dust off it.
Yeah, I can see that wouldn't be at all time consuming and it would probably be completed by January. Right, there's one idea, yeah. I'll actually do a video of that one for you and send it to you.
Yeah, I do, with your hairdryer. But listen, I have to go anyway because I have a competition to do here.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, happy Christmas, Mary.
Happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Okay, there you go. There's Mary and her transgender budgie.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.